People filled the Pleasant Valley Baptist Church Saturday to hear an update from community leaders and law enforcement on the arson attacks. State Trooper Captain Eric Spitzer did not mince words in addressing the situation.
Let's face it, there's forces of darkness at work here.
Captain Spitzer emphasized that the arson investigation is a high priority.
I will tell you this, who's ever responsible for this, they should not be sleeping soundly at night.
Spitzer urged local people to keep an eye out for any suspicious activity and to form an email group to coordinate and share information.
I need some community leaders out here to step up and put together a community watch. I'm not talking about a vigilante thing.
It was earlier disclosed that there has been written communication from someone claiming responsibility for the arson attacks, but no details are being released. Captain Spitzer said he would alert the community if there's a specific threat, but that other case details are being held close by state troopers, the fire marshal's office, and the FBI.
In order to preserve the integrity of the investigation, there are certain things that law enforcement wants to keep only law enforcement knowing.
Pleasant Valley Community Association buildings are among those targeted, and Association Chairman Wayne Shea said there is a possibility that some security video can be salvaged from a heat-damaged hard drive.
It's now been being sent to the Forensic Crime Laboratory in Virginia. Now, if they can't get it, probably nobody can, but there is a chance.
Shea, who is also pastor of the Pleasant Valley Baptist Church, expressed appreciation for local people staying calm given the scary situation.
We're not going to operate on fear in this community. We're tougher than that.
One of the arson attacks displaced six people in three households on a single property earlier this month. Don and Virginia McKee lost their home, plus two rental units and large shop buildings. Standing in front of a pile of blackened debris, the McKees describe a concussive blast that started the early morning fire.
The explosion of the gas being lit that they had spread on the far side of my shop.
From the time that he woke up, it was 2:07. At 2:18.
About 2:15.
2:15, the front of the house and the front walls just blew out.
Virginia McKee says the fire followed another arson attack that burned a relative's home nearby less than a day earlier. She says they have no clue about who's responsible.
We have gone over that so many times with the FBI and the troopers, and okay, there's a lot of people don't like me very much on Facebook because I am very conservative and I'm not afraid to say so.
The McKees say many people, some they know and some they don't, are helping them and the others who've lost property in the arson attacks.
Whoever has been lighting these fires, whether it's one person or a group, you know, if it was their intention to destroy our community, they failed epically. This community is tighter and stronger and better for all of this. Truly, truly is. And the generosities of our neighbors is overwhelming.
A $2,000 reward is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person or persons responsible for the arson attacks. In Two Rivers, Pleasant Valley, I'm Dan Bross.